Pleased to welcome in the executive director of Visit North Platte, Lisa Burke, joining us for our monthly update. Lisa, good to see you back in the studio.
Good morning, Tristan.
How have you been?
Great.
It's good to be a busy time of the year
yes,
for you.
Yes, we are swamped.
I was just talking to Commissioner Woodruff a minute ago. We are about a month away from Nebraska Land Days already.
I know. What happened to spring?
Yeah.
We didn't have spring this year, apparently.
It's been a theme recently, too. Skipped over.
Yeah. Darn it. I like that time of year.
The big festival coming up in about a month, so definitely encourage folks to do their planning for that if they haven't already.
Dressed Western Friday is this Friday.
Yeah, we kick it off this week already.
Yes, so everybody dig out your cowboy boots and dust them off.
Or maybe go buy some new ones. We've got a couple of options here in the community. So
I need to clean mine because they're dirty.
Maybe take it over to Oars.
Yes.
So, and Lisa, let's look down the road a little bit as well. Next week is National Tourism Week, right?
Yes, it is. Every year, the first full week of May, nationally, we celebrate travel and tourism as an annual event to bring awareness to what tourism does for the whole country and state and individually within our communities. So, next week, we launch the week with a proclamation from the mayor, mayor on Monday at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. They have that new Japanese exhibit, which they launched this weekend, or they did the ribbon cutting this weekend. Have you seen it yet? Yes.
I'm excited to see it.
It's fabulous.
It's so cool, too.
Yes.
Interesting piece of our heritage and our history.
Right. It's wonderful. Everybody needs to go out there and see it. Jim and his volunteers, and mostly it's Jim, has done a fabulous job of making that exhibit really modern looking. And I think it's just a step for what that museum is starting to do to bring more of its exhibits to more interactive.
We are so blessed to have Jim Griffiths as well. I would put him up against anybody when it comes to museum curators.
Yep. He is very valuable to this community.
Absolutely.
So, for sure.
And it's so fitting that we have this celebration, too, in early May when the tourism season starts to really spike.
Right. For sure. Yeah. Every year, tourism brings in about $125 million of economic impact to Lincoln County. That's just Lincoln County. We attribute about 1,500 jobs to the tourism industry, and those jobs have a payroll of $25 million every year. So it's a big, economic driver for our community.
Makes a big difference, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Lisa. Along with that as well, the Visit Nebraska passports are kind of making their way out as well for that passport program.
Right, they are. Actually, yesterday was the day that we were able to start handing these out.
Oh, cool.
We have two local businesses that are part of this passport program. There are, 70 stops this year across the state. It amazes me every year. They let people get them today. Yesterday, and there's also an app on the phone. But by Memorial Day, there will be probably 10 to 20 people who have done them all.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Ambitious people.
Very, very ambitious. And, we're talking... There's one in Crawford, from Crawford clear down to Fall City, Nebraska, from Kimball up to South Yankton, Crofton area.
And that's my favorite part about this program.
The state,
it gets
yes.
you off Interstate 80, gets you off Highway 30.
Right. And our two local ones are the Flower Mart downtown, which is a very unique, unique shop, and also Grain Bin Antique Town. And there's attractions in here and a lot of locally owned businesses and restaurants that are in here. You won't see chains or national brands on this. This is all locally Nebraska-owned businesses. So it's, an amazing tool for Nebraskans and out-of-state. Every year there's more out-of-state people, but it gets you to all the corners of Nebraska to see what, we have to offer, because it's quite a diverse landscape in Nebraska.
Oh, and to see the beauty of the state as well.
Right. We have to teach people, encourage them to get off the interstate. Everybody always talks about how flat Nebraska is, and you know, you got to get off the interstate because that's where the beauty is, north and mm-hmm. south. And the canyons, you can go from things that look like the Badlands in South Dakota to, you know, just in Lincoln County, you can be in the Sand Hills to, you know, to the canyons. But also next week on Wednesday, we do our annual Tourism Awards Luncheon.
Oh, cool.
And
that's a highlight of the year for you, isn't it?
It is a huge highlight. And this year, we set a record for nominations for those awards.
That's great. It's a good problem to have.
It is. It was awesome to see. We had 40 nominations for the awards we give out. They're customer service awards because that's what's important, is that all of our attractions, restaurants, retail, everyone, hotels are giving great service, you know, to those people who travel through. We want them to come back and feel, you know, feel good about being here in Nebraska and in North Platte. So we give out one for, an attraction with the best service. And it's usually an employee. It sometimes can be the actual entity itself, but it's most likely, most of these are our employees. Hotel, restaurant, retail establishment, an event, and then we, of course, give one out for Volunteer of the Year, which without our volunteers, you know, we can't put on the events that we do in this community or even have the attractions that we do. For example, the Lincoln County Historical Museum and the Golden Spike and Nebraskaland Days. They are what they are because of the fabulous volunteers that they have that are engaged.
I would make the argument too, Lisa, would we have a community without the volunteers that that have been here? I mean,
absolutely
historically
not.
Too?
Yep. That canteen spirit is what made North Platte, with all those volunteers that met those servicemen, you know, that day.
Yeah.
And started that trend in Lincoln County. So, and then our last and final award is our Hero of Tourism Award. So that's always the big special one.
Now, in partnership with this as well, the Visit North Platte did issue their grant awards as well. That was put out for the public yesterday.
Right. Every quarter, attractions, events have the opportunity to apply for grants. These can be sporting events. They can be anything that brings people into our community. And we do them quarterly. This one that we hear in April is always the biggest one because it's for events that happen in the summertime from July through September. So it's always huge. So we heard applications that totaled $88,000, and we gave out and awarded about $53,000 worth of awards last week. So just to run through them really, really quick, because I know we're probably crunched for time.
Oh, we've got all the time we need.
Okay. Some great events that, of course, we have here in the summer. Sutherland Rodeo, we approved them a $500 promotional grant. And the Lincoln County High School Rodeo, that one is in September 16th and 17th out at the Wild West Arena. We approved them for a $700 incentive fund grant. They used that to help bring in their stock contractor and their cattle to put on that rodeo. Brady Days, for their annual Brady Days celebration that's held in August through this August 4th through the 6th, we give them $500 in incentive funding to help them put on that festival. They do cornhole tournaments, turtle races. I remember those in the day.
Who doesn't?
Up there in Tryon in the Sand Hills. That was so fun. Mom always loved us bringing turtles home.
Oh, I can imagine.
The Lincoln County Historical Museum, this was their annual marketing grant that they get from us every year. We approved $4,983 in marketing activities for the museum. Powell's Brewing Company, they received $2,000 in promotional funding for their craft beer festival. This will be the fifth year for that. That's really taken off too. It is huge. It's a great event. That will happen September 9th out there at the brewery. Homestead Pumpkin Patch. They received $1,000 in promotional funding for her pumpkin patch that starts in October. This year, she's also adding two new events in summer. She's doing a flower bazaar. She's growing some flowers out there, and people can come and pick their own flowers.
Oh, cool.
In July and August. So that'll be definitely something you need to put
Even the pumpkin patch isn't just a pumpkin patch.
Oh, absolutely not. So during the flower festival or flower bazaar, they will also have some of those activities available for people then as well. So, but the pumpkin, most of that is to be spent on promoting that pumpkin patch, which is definitely an attraction. Things for people to do in August. The Lincoln County Ag Society is putting on an Easton Corbin concert during the Lincoln County Fair on July 28th. They received $5,000 to promote that outside of Lincoln County to bring people in.
Sure.
So that's a great event. Music on the Bricks received $500 for their August event, which will be August 11th and 12th. Family First Productions with Flapjack Entertainment and Dean Schaefer Productions, they are working on bringing in live entertainment to North Platte and Lincoln County. They are going to put on five live events in the next year, and we awarded them $5,000 to promote those events.
Cool. Awesome.
Outside of the community. So the North Platte Powwow. Have you ever been out there, Tristan?
I have not, but that is a very unique event.
It is. It's something that everybody needs to go out and see. It is an event that is growing every year. Last year, she had about 900 competitors between the vendors, 900 people in our community between the vendors that were out there and the dancers and drum groups.
The participants and, cool. Yeah,
it is a huge event. So that takes place at the Buffalo Bill State Historical Park on July 7th through the 9th. And we awarded her $6,600 to help with. That is a competition. I don't know if anybody understands what a powwow is, but it's a competition, and it's judged, and they receive cash prizes. So that's, an awesome event, cultural event that definitely everyone needs to get out and check out. It's
absolutely
really cool. Then the Platte River Cruise. Their event takes place July 7th through the 9th as well. They were approved for $3,000 in funding to help them put on that event. They are expecting celebrities. Are you a gearhead? Do you know who Steve Darnell is?
I do not know Steve, but they've been getting celebrities for a number of years now. And is Steve going to be the most recent?
Steve Darnell from Vegas Rat Rods and Ryan Evans from Counting Cars.
I have seen Counting Cars.
Yes, I am familiar with those because my husband's kind of a gearhead. But I don't know who those individuals are, but yes, they will be here. That's cool. Always a great event. The locals come out in droves to see, those characters that come to town, and they are typically characters.
Yeah, so, to say the least.
Yes, they are. So that's always a good event for our community. A new event, a brand spanking new one for us, is Viva North Platte.
Cool.
This is a two-day Hispanic cultural celebration that will be happening at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds on September 15th and 16th.
Oh, awesome.
So there's a local group that are pulling this together. They'll have native dancers, a mariachi band, Queen and Princess Coronation this year, boxing matches,
wow,
pinatas, food, fruit, craft vendors, and more. This will be an awesome celebration, and they are planning it on it being an annual event as
cool.
well.
Cool.
So that they received $7,000 for that to promote that event. Then we move on to some sporting event, the Rail Yard Ringer Open Horseshoe Tournament. Did you know that we have some of the best horseshoe pits in the state?
I've been told that before.
We do, at Cody Park. So this will be the third year for hosting this event. It draws in horseshoe participants throughout our state region area. So there's quite a few people that come from out of the state. For this competition, that money is spent on prize money to bring those people into to our community. So the last grant funding that we gave out was for the North Platte Canteen Festival. We approved $3,500 in incentive funding to help put on that festival. That festival takes place on September 23rd at downtown. In the downtown area, there's a fall vendor and art show during the day down there. And there's also during the day, there is some music that will be happening, and the Flat Rock Irregulars will be playing. But we also are bringing in Encore History. This gal's name is Jody Ingalls, but she does 1940s hits.
Oh, cool.
Kind of bring back that canteen era music style.
And wow.
We'll also be doing that canteen spirit performance at the Community Playhouse on the 24th.
That's
so
awesome.
That'll be a weekend of celebrating our canteen spirit.
Congratulations downtown. To all those entities and all the individuals and the large amount of volunteers that make all these events possible. And it's always exciting to be able to have such a diverse amount to award these grants to,
right,
Lisa.
Right. You know, all that money is from the lodging tax that is collected at the local hotels in Lincoln County. We take those funds and give them back to entities and events that bring people to North Platte. So it's kind of a revolving circle. When they bring more in, we get to give more back out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we do need to wrap up here, Lisa, but if folks want to learn more, always visit North Platte's kind of your hub for everything.
Right.
And talking about the Nebraska Passport Program, we do have the physical passports at the North Platte office, right?
Yes, the physical passports are there. You can come get them. If you're tech savvy and you would rather use your phone, you can find that on your app store, Nebraska Passport 2023. There's a new one for this year, and you can download that and you play that award or do that with them as well. Tongue tied there. They do give out some really cool prizes for this when you complete a certain amount of them. So
awesome.
It's a fun thing.
It is. It is. Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio. We will do it again this time next month.
All right. Thanks, Tristan.